This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Fannigan. On this week's episode, Pats and Bows keep fighting, the relegation battle heats up, and it's the last chance for Euro dreams. But first, in the battle to retain Premier Division status, both Sligo Rovers and Waterford couldn't put a goal between them at the Showgrounds. Both sides came close to breaking the deadlock, but neither were successful in what was a massive, tense relegation six-pointer. Sligo Rovers are still last on 23 points, but Waterford are on 29 points in 8th place, 1 point ahead of the promotion relegation spot. While over in Dairyman Park, Bohemians and Derry City gave us an instant classic as Bows won 5-3 in the North Dublin ground. Derry were on the front foot in the first half as Michael Duffy netted one midway through, but it was Bows who dealt the big blow as 3 goals in 5 minutes from Patrick Hickey, Connor Parsons and Douglas James Taylor swung the match. To top it off, former Bows player James Clark saw red soon after for a reckless challenge on Parsons. The Candy Stripes got one back through Tyler Smith soon after, but Ross Tierney put daylight between the two sides as he picked up a brace, including a potential goal of the season late on. A consolation penalty scored by Michael Duffy rounded off the 8-goal thriller at Dairyman Park. Finney Perth was alongside Ben Sines for our live and exclusive commentary last night and had this to say at full time.
Yeah, it was just what was great about League of Ireland. Was the defending brilliant at times? No. But there were some great goals in it, end-to-end action. As I said, Derry played their part. But you know what, Ben? When you lack leadership, you lack a manager in charge, you lack the structure in your club, players get them silly sending offs that they shouldn't have done. I think that was a huge part in the Clark. I think Bowes may have went on and won the game anyway. But you know, Derry players, there's a lot of quality in that dressing room. They've got to take responsibility for that result themselves. But for Bowes, it's all about belief now. It's all about wanting consolidation. Well, you've consolidated Europe. Now it's about having a little bit of belief. You can get yourself back into a title race. That will be my message to Bowes and their staff. Whether they listen on is a different thing, but you've got to go after, put pressure on Shamrock Rovers.
Ben also caught up with Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds after a big win for his side.
Yeah, look, Connor was getting away from him, and look, we've had Clarkey here. He's not a nasty player. He's probably out of frustration, but I think there's a sending off up in Drogheda a couple of weeks ago, and it's probably similar in that. But so I think it made the decision easy for the referee.
Then after that, they get a goal, and it looks like maybe the game is in the balance again, even if it's down to 10. And then Ross Tierney does what he's done quite an awful lot of your side. They're two very different goals, but I'm sure they'll both be just as pleasing to you.
Yeah, just on giving away the goal, we give away cheap possession, and there was a bit of that in the first half. You know, just keep shifting them, come out of pressure with the ball, and they'll eventually get tired and create space. So we're disappointed with that goal to give away, but getting back to Rossi, yeah, like I thought that his first goal was really good against a good keeper. You know, he takes his time and slots it in, but the second one was class. And look, he scored one here a few weeks ago, didn't he? Top class as well, so he has that in the locker.
Where does that rank on maybe some of the goals that you've seen throughout the grounds in League of Ireland through the years?
Which one? This one here?
Or the second one.
The second one, yeah, it's good. But I thought this one in Europe here was unbelievable. So he's a cracking player, but I think second half, everyone very good.
Finally, Ben spoke to interim Derry boss Mark Connolly.
Yeah, well, it's mostly injuries. There's a lot of injuries. There's been a lot of injuries all season. And yeah, that's unfortunate where we're at, but there's no excuses. We don't have any excuses. Whoever steps on that pitch has to give absolutely everything for Derry. So yeah, no excuses.
Bows now sit on 47 points in third place, just 7 off leader Shamrock Rovers, while Derry City stay in sixth place on 33 points, now level with Galway United, but a head-on goal difference. Over in Oriel Park, Dundalk looked to improve their European hopes with a win over Galway United, but it was not to be as the tribesmen impressed as they went 2-0 up through Ed McCarthy and Chris Trardek. The Lilyoids left it too late as Trevor Clark got one back 5 minutes to the end, allowing Galway to earn a crucial 3 points to improve their survival net near the bottom of the table. Galway United assistant manager Richie Holland spoke to LOI TV following the win.
Piece of magic from Ed. We spoke about it all week that it's going to be a difficult game coming up here, you know, with everything that's going on with the 100-year anniversary, and the atmosphere was brilliant coming in here tonight and stuff. Yeah. So it was important that we had a quick start, and Ed gave us that with a brilliant goal. Yeah, no, again, you know, in fairness, lads blocked shots, stopped crosses. Hugo came out and collected a number of crosses as well, you know, which took the pressure off the defence, you know. But we were we were very well organised, and like we had to battle and dig in for every minute tonight, you know.
Galway now sit in 7th on 33 points, just 4 points behind Dundalk, who sit in 4th in what is now an ever-tightening mid-table as we head closer to the end of the season. In the final game last night, St Patrick's Celtic proved that they can compete at the top as they comfortably put away Drogheda United away from home at Sullivan and Land Park. An early Anthony Olesanya goal kept the Saints in the lead, with Barry Crowbagley adding a second in stoppage time at the end of the match. Pats manager Stephen Kenny spoke to LOI TV following a big result.
Yeah, no, I think, listen, the contrasting halves, I felt brilliant first half, controlled the game, created a lot of chances. Excellent goal from Anthony Olesanya. We could have added more to it. Second half, completely different. Drogheda through the kitchen sink at us, and you know, we're a difficult opponent second half, and we have to show a different sort of qualities, and it was great to get that breakaway goal, Ryan Sheridan putting Barry Bagley away, and he finished it brilliantly.
In the first division last night, Cove Ramblers beat Finn Harps 3-1 away from home. Kerry and UCD played at a 1-1 draw. Treaty United and Cork City finished 2-2 in a tense Munster derby draw, and finally Athlone Town won 2-0 against Wexford away from home. Tonight, Longford Town take on Bray Wanderers at 7:30 in Bishopsgate. There are no Women's Premier Division matches this weekend, as it's the Club Orange Women's FAI Cup semi-finals. At 4 o'clock, Cork City take on three-time winners Shelburne at Turner's Cross, and at 7:35, Women's Premier Division's first versus third, as Athlone Town welcome Galway United to Lizzie Wullen. On Thursday night, Shamrock Rovers have just 90 minutes to get themselves to the UEFA Conference League phase for the third season in a row. The Hoops are currently drawn 1-1 against Cups of Finland after the first leg in Tallaght on Thursday night. Former Republic of Ireland international Enda Stevens got the first goal just after half-time, but his Finnish side equalised with 5 minutes left to play. Speaking to in-house club media manager Stephen Bradley spoke about the fight ahead.
Like I said, a lot was good. Disappointed we couldn't make it two, but it's half-time.
Half-time, the tie. How are we feeling now going into next week?
Good. We've had a good look at each other. You don't really know until you're on the pitch in terms of what they really are and what they feel like and look like. And we know that now, and vice versa. So it has the makings to be a good game next week.
Shamrock Rovers now travel to Kuopio for a 4 p.m. kickoff on Thursday, knowing that there's 90 minutes between them and creating even more history for the club. Meanwhile, on Wednesday's LOI pod, Stephen Dole and Garrett McLean spoke about the allocation of European places in relation to the FAI Cup.
Just on that, qualification for Europe from the FAI Cup means you go into the Europa League. I want to start this debate between you two. Maybe we won't spend too long on it. But my argument is, Garrett, that if you finish second in the league, you've worked arguably a lot harder to get that second position in the league table. So therefore, should get the Europa League place, rather than that Europa League place going to the FAI Cup winner.
Yeah, I could see your reasoning for it, but the magic of the Cup can't be understated. Honest to God, I mean, it just adds so much more to it, the FAI Cup, when you're talking about Europa League than Conference League position. So I would hate to lose that. Don't get me wrong, any sort of European competition, if a player is lucky to get to the Aviva, get their hands on the Cup, to then be rewarded the next season with European football, it's fairy tale stuff. And you've got to give, I always think, you've got to give the First Division team the ability to dream that they could go win the FA Cup and play in the Europa League. So I'm all for it. But this is a bigger conversation, and Vinny touched on it there now, is they've got to bring the League Cup back, and they've got to make it a worthwhile competition when they do bring it back, because our academies are not being able to play the young players in senior games because of what's on the line. And the FA Cup, having that Europa League place, would make managers turn around and go, I can't afford to play young players in this game. I'm in the quarter final of the FA Cup, two more games and I'm in the final. We need a platform to play men's football, and the League Cup hasn't come back. But no, Steve-O, I'm all for the Europa League place to be in the FA Cup winner.
Yeah, and I do take that point, and I'd say give the FA Cup winner Conference League place. And my thinking behind this, Vinny, is that you could have a team, say, from the First Division, let's say, or from the bottom half of the Premier Division, winning the Cup and getting that Europa League place. And they may not have the quality of squad that the second-placed team in the Premier Division has. And therefore, putting the second-placed team from the Premier Division into the Europa League gives the Irish clubs a better chance of progressing in the Europa League and therefore helping the coefficient.
Next week in the Premier Division, Bohemians take on Sligo Rovers in Dalymount Park, Shelburne travel to AMDC Park to take on Galway United, St Patrick's Athletic host Waterford, hoping to put further pressure on Shamrock Rovers. All three matches kick off at 7:45, and at 8 o'clock it's the final Louth derby of the season as Drogheda United welcome Dundalk to Sullivan Land Park, while on Sunday Derry City take on Shamrock Rovers, hoping to bounce back from the heavy defeat last night. That game kicks off at 4 o'clock. In the First Division next Friday, with all matches kicking off at 7:45, Athlone Town take on Bray Wanderers, Longford Town travel down to Cork to face Cove Ramblers, leaders Cork City welcome Wexford to Turner's Cross, Kerry play Treaty United in a West Munster derby, and UCD face Finn Harps at the Bowl. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland than Off the Ball, including the LOI Pod on Wednesday with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night with Ben Simon, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.